Into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, May 13th, 2022. I'm Lou with the American Branch of PNN. Today is going to be a fantastic show. Before we get into it, a little bit of housekeeping. First, 16 Megabyte did a recent show. He's now on Odyssey. So go check out 16 Megabyte on Odyssey. His most recent video was really good. He did like a breakdown on this Lioness video where he bought some old CRT monitor. It was really good. At the start of the video, Lioness is, you know how those people put fucking ads in the first 30 seconds of the video? Like they talk for 30 seconds and then boom, ad. The quartering does this, which I will talk about at the start of the show. But man, yeah, I hate that. I hate ads. And then he says, don't skip my ads. I need Mooney. And even 16 Megabyte comments on that. And then like immediately after that, it's like, oh, also, I just bought the best monitor you can buy. It's like, Jesus, dude, I wish I had the disposable income you have, Lioness. You and your... Dude, he basically has a mail order bride. Lioness basically has a mail order bride. Fucking, oh my god. Also, some of the tweets he's put out have been really woke, man. Very frustrating. Like, the dude knows what he's talking about, but... And I do like how he does everything very scientifically, and he tries to give you, like, a background on things for, like, kids that weren't born in my era with the, you know, red, green, blue, cathode, diode, whatever shit. They just don't understand that stuff used to look better on these monitors. It just looked better. The graphics... It's hard to explain, but they were just smoother. They were designed for CRT monitors. So when you put them on these new digital monitors, it's just, it doesn't translate well. And then 16 Megabyte talked about Alienware being a rebrand. Dude, hell yes. Alienware was just bought out by Dell. It used to be a good company. Used to very, 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 very long ago. Until Dell bought them out. Like, one of the worst companies ever bought them. And people still think they're good. Ugh. It's like the people that think laptops are good. And I'm not really I mean, it's kind of cool what you're doing with laptops, 16 megabyte, how you're like refurbishing old ancient laptops and then you're getting ancient Celeron processors for $5 and putting it in the ancient laptop and it's blowing through Half-Life 2. You know, I love it, dude. I love it. But when people want to buy a gaming computer and they're like, I'm getting a laptop, fucking stupid. Speaking of that, dude, 16 megabyte, dude, stop putting yourself down, dude. Everything you say is right on. And when you were talking about Alienware, you're right on the money. It wasn't purchased by Samsung or whatever. It was bought by Dell. You were right. And then you bash yourself like 2 seconds later. No, you're right about everything. Just own it. Own it all, 16 megabyte, own it. Fake it till you make it, bro. Because I agreed with every single thing you said in your fucking video. And then at the very end of your video, you quoted Monkey Island, dude. Nothing better you could have done but do the Monkey Island $20 quote. Just so good. You guys should go check out 16 Megabyte's video. It's very good. Great take on everything. That done. That housekeeping out of the way. If anyone has any tips for audio quality, please send me an email. My NeoCities website, please go there. It's in the links. Send me an email. Tell me how to fix it. I don't... I'm a programmer, not a fucking audio scientist or whatever. Jesus. People spend lots of money to go to these very prestigious, shitty schools to get these degrees they never use. Fucking enlighten me. Tell me how to use audio, please. I don't know. I'm just using Audacity with, like, default settings and shit and doing basic plugins. I don't know what to do. I will try to make it better. Bear with me. Or tell me what to do different. Whatever. Moving on. The actual show. What's the show gonna be today? First, is he our guy? Then, the fall of Fuentes. Then, Nick Fuentes versus the world. Then, Nick Fuentes made over $7,000 from one show tonight. Then, Luna, 24 hours ago, Crypto Carnage. And the finale of the show will be Senator Rand Paul blocks $40,000 Ukraine aid bill. The main crux of the show is going to center around Nick Fuentes and a recent video that came out from the Kino Casino, wherein Nick's old employees, who had a falling out with him, basically rat him out a bit. And we get some behind-the-scenes takes on Nick Fuentes. So that'll be the main crux of the show today. And everything will kind of revolve around that core, so let's get into it. First, is he our guy? Picture is the quartering. What was I talking about earlier, guys? The quartering. Is the quartering our guy? Fuck no, dude. Fuck no. The quartering is so stupid. So pandering. The only reason he started talking about alt-right stuff in the first place was because his channel got canceled. He got canceled talking about the stuff he liked to talk about. I'm pretty sure it was Magic the Gathering. And then Magic the Gathering canceled him. So now he has to talk about alt-right stuff because that's his audience now. That's his income now. And that's why he has to play ads in the first 30 seconds of a fucking goddamn video. It's so frustrating. To link this back into the Nick Fuentes core of the show today, in that 5 hour mind melting shit fest, whatever the fuck that was, there's a point at the end of the show where they're reading all the super chats and they want to go eat. And mind you, these are super chats for over $20 a pop. Some of these are like $50, $100 plus dollars. a pop, and they are reading them at the end of the show. It's almost as if he is in physical pain reading these fucking super chats, and I'm in awe.
Almost done. Holy fuck. That is for 420. Shoehorn for $100. I'm so hungry. Gen Z philosophy for 420. Never been this hungry in my life.
Dude, the food you're about to go eat is paid for by these people. The very people you are frustrated with, I guess. I don't know what the correct word here is. Irritated? They're giving you money, you fuck. Stop being ungrateful. Jesus Christ. Just, it's not even... They don't even hide it. That's the thing. They don't even care. They don't even hide it. Moving on. Nick Fuentes. We'll get into the Nick Fuentes shit. The fall of Fuentes. Seeing Fuentes turn to what he is now is one of the biggest black pills of the last 2 years. Say what you want, but his start was very promising. His format used to be more mature and, in a way, more alt-rightish than it is now, but without that weird white trash energy a lot of other e-celebs had. If you look at his base during Groyper Wars 2019, you could clearly tell that if the same movement would have grown, it might have actually had some kind of positive effect on society. For a guy of his age, his ability was almost unreal. He was the only guy to actually be able to win debates, while spurgs like Spencer and Alsup were nothing but a bad joke. Fuentes was truly the knife. That was also the time when Metacur or guys like Sam Hyde approved his content. I truly wonder what happened. Okay, guys. After I bared through the 5 hour plus fucking video for you guys, so you didn't have to. It hurt. It physically hurt to watch. What happened? Nick had a falling out with his employees because, and this is what I gathered from the video, this is my take on it, he did not pay them enough, and he was jealous that one of them got a girlfriend. Or both of them, or whatever. That's what the 5 hour video amounted to, guys. Oh my god. What is all of this drama? This employee of his, Nick, provided housing to him and also was supposedly supposed to offer a job to him, but that didn't apparently work out. Still, this dude was given housing underneath where Nick Fuentes was, I guess, in this apartment place, but they were kind of separated, who knows, in the basement. Anyways, he was getting free housing from Nick. He was also a very big part of the Groyper movement. So were other people. Based on this ratting out of it by his employees, Nick would turn the employees against each other in various ways, and he would also just not really pay them. Apparently there was some documentary with Nick Fuentes where he's going around. All the video was shot by this one dude who's also ratting out Nick Fuentes, and he was only paid $1,000 for that entire thing. Almost a month of work, he was paid $1,000. It's like 10 bucks a day or some shit. It's ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous. So he was getting paid nothing. Meanwhile, Nick is basically saying that he's a millionaire. I don't believe that Nick's a millionaire. Everyone says Nick's a millionaire. Is he just portraying these as a millionaire? I don't know how else. I don't know. But apparently Nick the millionaire can't pay for people's lunches, can't pay for minimum wage for his employees, unquote. I mean, all of this seems really shady under the table. It seems like they could sue the fuck out of him if they wanted to. Nick Fuentes had them all sign these really sketchy NDAs that apparently didn't really hold up because they were just written by an intern, and he was using those as blackmail for all these people. I mean, all in all, dude, Nick Fuentes just sounds like a really scummy dude. Just sounds like a really douchebag dude. And it sounds like all these people were rallying around him because they thought he was the one. The chosen one. They were very indoctrinated to his cult-like America First thing. And after seeing the real him, it sounded like they all wanted to suck up and try and get in his good graces. It just sounds like Nick became a little too popular for his own good. And within all that popularity, he became an egomaniac. That's what it sounds like in the video. It doesn't look good. I never really liked Nick Fuentes to begin with.
And this video just makes me think he's even more of a scumbag than he already was. And then the fact that he's bragging about how much money he made, like, we'll go over that in the third thread that we talk about him, about the 7,000 bucks he made. Like, dude, anyone that's bragging about how much money they make frustrates the living fuck out of me. Just be grateful to your viewers for supporting you. I don't get these autistic children giving their allowance to Nick Fuentes, a millionaire. He's a millionaire. Stop giving your money to a millionaire. Fuck, he is good, guys. Nick Fuentes is set. He's good to go. And if he's not good to go, that's on fucking him, okay? He's had more than enough support for a decade. Jesus, fuck. Okay, let's get into this fucking thread. First post is the Netherlands Anon saying, why are mutzos so desperate to be white? The OP picture is Catboy Deconversion Therapy, America First, Nick Fuentes, his orbiters, Cozy TV, its streamers, and a place for ex-AF groupies to share their stories. Apparently, Cozy TV multiplies its viewer numbers for Nick as well. So, just not a whole lot of good news for Nick right now. Also, the picture's like stopped on a weird frame where he's all like half blinking and shit. It's pretty funny. Mr. Medicare cannot die soon enough, this leaf says. I wish death on nobody, leaf. This American responds, grapers stay seething and coping. This leaf says, it's actually quite incredible how much money and time the Atlantic Council and other shilling organizations are spending on this guy. Literally always 5 to 6 of the same thread on the front page being spammed with the same replies 24/7. I mean, if you guys want to go watch Nick Fuentes, dude, go watch Nick Fuentes. But this is all East Celeb drama shit that just makes my brain semi-melt even talking about it. But whatever. We'll dig through the dirt so you don't have to. This American said, yeah, I was looking forward to him actually doing some real-world organizing in the midterms. But turns out, he's lazy and just wants to stream and do America First pack. Also, his ego, which doesn't let him walk anything back, made him purely spiral himself until he ended up like Hitler Stan, reincarnated Elliot Roger lunatic. He is now also alienating his friends. He doesn't have any friends. That's, you know what I got from this video? He has no fucking friends at all. None. Zero. He just has a weird personality. Like, people gravitate to him, but then when they get into close contact with him, he's like a manipulative asshole, and no one in their right mind would want to get close to that guy, so he just can't make friends, it seems like to me. It's very strange to have such a magnetic personality and such charisma and not be able to make friends and shit, but that's autism for ya. He's a true 4chan autist. I'm not saying he ain't. He is. And that's another thing, man. Kino Casino was like hounding Nick for being an autist and stuff, and some dude's like, we make fun of people for being autist, but we don't really, you know, think that. Or so. Yes, we do. This is 4chan. We are always on the side of the autist, you fuck. It's not a joke. You're a joke. We are autism, you fuck. This German says, don't like Fuentes, but Kiwi Farms and their profit Medicare are cancer. East Celeb obsessed stalkers. I don't like Kiwi Farms that much either, but whatever, dude. It's basically an offshoot of 4chan. It is what it is. I'm sure one day they'll attack me. I eagerly await the day. This American says, tonight's stream is going to be Kino. I'm not going to lie. Love this drama. Who doesn't love East Celeb drama? Me. I don't. It took me 2.5 days to get through that 5-hour video, guys. This American says, Nick Fuentes is literally a fucking Nazi. He called John Miller the N-word. This is not okay. I stand with PvP and Jim Medicare on this issue. Libertarianism is the answer. This dude responds, your post is gay and so are you, but John Miller is based and threw away his career for Nick only to be called a nigger? Way to inspire loyalty. Dude, that's one thing I did not agree. Yeah. Watching this video, apparently Nick's at this party with all these people that are close to him, and this John Miller literally threw away his career for Nick Fuentes and his America First movement. And at this party, he really loudly just like, and it's not even saying nigger, okay? I don't care. I could give a fuck, okay? But like, when you're in a party with this dude that's literally like incredibly close to you and threw his life away, I mean, that's a based black man to me, not a nigger. Because there are niggers, but that doesn't sound like one to me. It sounds like a based black man to me. Fuck. Like, Jesus Christ. Learn the difference between a nigger and a based black man, Nick. Like, fuck. That's what I don't... That's Nick's autism. That was Nick's, 100% that was Nick's autism. He probably thought he was being funny, and it just was awkward and stupid. Also, there's like this sussy squad or something that are like infiltrating Nick's inner circle, and he's like pandering to the sussy squad. They're a bunch of faggots. They're literally a bunch of faggots. They posted a picture of the dude on the show, and he had a gay pride flag.
I actually have one of the members of the sussy squad, Black Swan himself, pictured in front of a pride flag. This is Nick's right-hand hatchet man in the sussy squad.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding
me. Look at this guy, Jim. Like, look at him. Look at his stash. Like, look at how fucking, like, feeble it is. Like, he's trying to grow the pedos.
Is that even real, Simon?
I don't want to dox him. I don't know if that's him or not. I'll give him an out on that because, you know, I don't.
It's him. Well,
I'm not saying that.
It's him. I'm saying it is. That's my squad. That is the sussy squad in action. Holy fuck, man.
They're literal faggots. And Nick Fuentes is unironically praising them. We're in clown world. Full clown world. Shit. But I guess when you're secretly gay, you know. This dude says, so was there something to pick related after all? It does feel like a watershed moment in hindsight. And it's the Catboy Cammy Nick Fuentes picture in the gay bar. Tranny colored lights or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't know, man. Even his employees didn't think he was gay. When they straight up asked the employees, is Nick gay? And they said they don't know. But I don't know. I don't know. The stuff they're saying seems to point in the other direction and say otherwise. Also, I guess Nick Fuentes is housing Baked Alaska. And Baked Alaska, since he wasn't put as like one of the top channels on Cozy TV, I guess he had a fucking emotional breakdown and started crying in the room or some shit. Like, fuck, dude. Jesus Christ. Like, men can cry. Men can cry. But over, like, your loved one dying or some shit, you know? Not being first on a Cozy TV. It's so dumb. So cringe, dude. It's so dumb and so cringe and unmanly. That's like that's baby mentality, bro. That's baby mentality. Fuck. This Saudi Arabian says, also blame Milo. The moment he, quote, entered, unquote, this shit, everything fell on its ass. One thing they were saying in the 5-hour video was how Nick only sucks up to people that have more influence than he has, which really kind of hits the nail on the head and makes sense. And people that are below him, he like belittles and tries to crush. But if they're above him, he like he bends the knee and sucks their dick because he wants good boy points. I mean, seems like an egotistical faggot to me. Green text. Start shilling for a country that literally jails anti-Semites while whining about getting banned off Twitter. Green text. Befriends and defends absolute clowns like Baked Alaska and Ethan Ralph. Green text. Somehow act more gay than before. Who could have seen this coming? This New Zealand Anon says, I couldn't care if he sucked a million dicks in a pastor's uniform. He's funny, and his enemies are not. Call the Wambulance. That's what I'm saying, dude. If you like Nick Fuentes, watch Nick Fuentes. Seems like a douche to me. I've watched a few of his shows. I mean, probably like 3, maybe. So, I don't know. I've watched a couple. I'm slightly tempted to watch one now. So maybe all this drama is doing its job for Nick. Sue says, who is Medicare? This guy responds, some weeb who sells hats and has cancer. Many such cases, bro. This American says, this is just some cope. I'm not even a big Nick fan, but he's not going away. I've been waiting for some big reveal of dirt they have on it. Maybe they caught him kissing another dude or something like that. This weak shit isn't going to do anything to Nick, wasting my time. I don't know. It didn't sound like they were trying to get dirt on him or something like that. In fact, the employees seemed very cordial and they weren't trying to dox anybody. And when they straight up asked if Nick was gay, they said they didn't think so. You know, they were trying to be very, it seemed honest about Nick, even though the one dude definitely got sketchy vibes about the one. I mean, the one dude seems like an autist and the other dude seems like a sketchy salesman. So we got autist and salesman. I think the salesman got taken advantage of by Nick and he's a little sour. That's what I think. But the autist dude seemed completely genuine. The dude that was living in Nick's basement, who was supposedly Nick's best friend. it didn't sound like they were best. It sounds to me like Nick doesn't have any friends. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like Nick just manipulates and abuses everyone around him. Doesn't know what the fuck a friend is, let alone a girlfriend. And it seems like he gets very jealous when people get girlfriends around him. It's hilarious. Everyone that worked under him literally got married and started having children. Like, procreating the white race. And Nick Fuentes is getting upset about it. This is hilarious. This Argentina nun says, Keck, I love watching the few diehard groypers coping and crying in this thread. I don't know. It sounded like they were inflating Nick's numbers on Cozy TV, but it sounds like even his employees feel like he has a diehard following of at least 1,000 groypers. So like 1,000 diehard fans that would do anything for him. I mean, that sounds about right. And I feel like having a close-knit community is how you survive, man. I just feel like lying to them like Nick is doing is not the way to keep them. You know, like, would you lie to someone that's supporting you and helping you, you know, getting entertainment from you? Why would you betray that and hurt them? I just nothing he does makes sense to me. Here's a wall of text. Fuentes's major problem is his narcissism and the way he treats people closest to him, which is what drives everyone to abandon him. He bullies and humiliates them and uses them as tools or napkins. One day, he showers them with compliments, and the next, he belittles them and makes them out to be the butt of jokes in front of thousands. He demands loyalty, whilst not inspiring it in the very least. He is abusive and unfair, and he doesn't realize it because he's completely narcissistic. He has an egotic obsession with being seen as a leader instead of behaving like one. And also, he is basically stuck in adolescent social dynamics whilst trying to create an adult, serious political movement. Completely surreal. Too precious for some things, but in others hasn't matured yet. If pushed, maybe he would tell you that his shenanigans are due to him trying to capture the Zoomer audience and you just don't get it. Whilst at the same time, he expects to be taken seriously in the political world of actual adults after some of the retarded shit he does and says. It's totally schizophrenic. A better strategy for him would have been to create an edgy youth branch of the Republican Party or something, focused on agitation instead of pretending to be serious and electable, which is what they are de facto. He also misunderstood what made Trump's political incorrectness great and viral. He was never totally obnoxious about it, and Trump had a legacy where people were willing to forgive some gaffes, which Nick doesn't. All in all, he's just a good comedian like Colbert and other political pundits. That's it. Dude, that was such a good take on him, and everything sounded spot on to me. This leaf responds, Nick is too talented for his own good, but I don't see anything wrong with what he's doing politically. What is he doing politically, Leaf? What exactly is he doing politically? What has he achieved? Jack all shit. I bet Sargon's done more politically than fucking Nick Fuentes. This DeMarcan on says, how is some YouTube drama poll related? Dude, if you think Nick Fuentes is on YouTube, you fucking nuts, bro. You fucking crazy. Though East Celeb shit does make my brain melt. Okay, moving on. So those people hating Nick Fuentes, let's get some pro-Nick Fuentes here. Nick Fuentes versus the world. It's a picture of Nick Fuentes stomping down the street, the normies and shit. I don't... Daily Wire, PragerU, he's crushing them all. Because it's America first, Nick Fuentes. OP says, I was doubtful about him, but he really is the one. Green text, single-handedly saves the dissident right and red pills thousands of Zoomers. Green text, hated by feds, leftists, Jews, neocons, wignets, lowlifes. Green text, puts Medicare in his grave. Green text, manages to come out of the drama completely unscathed. It really is Nick Fuentes versus the world, and he's winning. This American first post says, God, you people are pathetic. This dude says, no, he really isn't. If he would have stayed in his lane, he might have been okay. Why'd he get involved? And all the drama shit is beyond me. The only career he ended is his own and is now a LOL cow. Dude, the reason he got involved in the drama is because it literally involves him. It's literally the people directly under him. There's no way for him to not be involved in the drama when they are so close to him. This dude says, thanks for saving all the white people, little Nichols. This Norwegian says, fuck off, kids. Dude, find your dad. Yeah, dude, Nick Fuentes is definitely a father figure to a lot of children on the internet. This American says, buy an ad, faggot. Yeah, it's probably Nick Fuentes advertising his own shit, dude. I wouldn't put it past him. This America says, someone give quick rundown on these YouTubers. Is it possible to stay up to date on these e-celebs and their streams? Nick Fuentes, who is he? What are his positions? He's American first. He's right wing. He's kicking out a whole bunch of ass and taking names. Medicare is some dude that debated Nick. I didn't even watch that debate. What happened was Medicare pointed out some things that were wrong about Nick Fuentes and the America First movement, etc. I believe in the debate he had with him. But that isn't what like all this fallout is about. All this fallout is because his actual employees came out and started ratting on him and shit, which was probably sparked by the Medicare shit. This America says, give it a rest, Discord faggots. Nick is a spick who cares only about his own enrichment. He lied to you about getting his money back from the feds to grift donations. Speaking of which, can't imagine why they would have given that money back to him. Basically, Nick Fuentes kept saying that the feds took the $500,000 from him and he was using that to raise money. The millionaire Nick Fuentes was using that to raise money. You should be asking yourself questions right there. But apparently he had the money back and he was just using that as an excuse to grift people. His very own employees confirmed that. This America says, saw 5 minutes of this cringe lord and wrote him off forever. He's small and cringe, and it comes off him like stink lines. Never grow up on the internet, kids. Blame your lazy ass parents. I don't know, man. He's very close to 4chan. He's very similar to 4chan. I mean, all of us are cringe lords here on 4chan. You don't know that yet? We thrive and live in the cringe. This America says, Fuentes is an obvious grifter and homosexual who despises men for trying to get pussy. He claims to be religious, but despises people praying and is an avowed incel. Meanwhile, he watches Euphoria and took the title of cum hunter by using a blacklight on people's couches, trying to prove they dared have sex with a woman. Politics aside, Nick is a complete fucking loser and a degenerate. Oh my gosh, we have to break this down a bit. First, Fuentes is an obvious grifter and homosexual who despises men for trying to get pussy. I don't think Nick is a homosexual. I just think he can't get women. He apparently this girl was coming on to him at one of these parties and Nick was all into her, okay? But she was only flirting with him because she was trying to make her boyfriend jealous. And then get this, Nick takes her out away from the party and takes her ex-boyfriend with them. What the fuck? Nick, if you're trying to hook up with this chick, why are you bringing the ex-boyfriend along, bro? What are you doing? What are you doing? So I just think he's autistic. He doesn't understand what's going on around him sometimes.
Coming back to my apartment, and we're walking into the door, and Nick pulls up in his brand new $70,000 car. And he can go in the garage, whatever. By the time I'm inside, there's no awkward interaction there. But instead, he floors it, flies out of the alley. And I talked to him after the fact. I'm like, you know, you didn't have to do that. Like, there wouldn't have been a weird interaction because I get it. Like, you don't want to talk to some random girl. That makes sense. Fair enough. And he's like, no, I did that because I wanted you to be jealous. That instead of hanging out with me, I'm in my cool car. You were with a girl.
Wow. Imagine.
But...
I've got to ask a question. No. There's too much to unpack. Two questions. Sure. First off, since this is Beardson's big drop, will you now tell us how fucking tall he is?
Yeah, probably like 5'4". Probably
wow.
Like
5'5". Well, he's taller than Ethan Ralph.
Generous.
Wow.
If I'm being generous, probably like 5'5".
I think he's taller than Ethan Ralph, yeah.
My second question, based off his reaction to anybody interacting with a woman, have you guys ever seen him with a woman?
So at this party that we were at, the girl came up. He's told this story on the show and like was like being very flirtatious with him. And at the time, he knew. I Snapchatted this girl for a couple of weeks. And it was like a big ordeal between us because he's like, she's an e-girl. And like, fair enough. It was hypocritical. And, you know, to his credit, I cut that off for that reason and others. But at this party, he was like with this chick. She's like all up on him, whatever. And that's kind of what led me to go with this other girl. But what we found out, because he was like driving her around in his car and like hanging out with her, she was all over. She's like, hey, I don't believe in the Holocaust either. And He's like, flirting back and forth.
That was her opener.
But it turns out, you know, woman coming on to Nick. This is very odd. This is rare. It turns out that it was actually Lance Video's ex-girlfriend, and he was at the party, and she was just like trying to make him jealous or whatever.
Lance actually told me and a couple of other interns that exact story, so I do know that.
Yeah. It's 100% true.
Then he claims to be religious, but despises people praying and is an avowed incel. This right here. What made Nick so popular in the beginning was he kept quoting back to Christianity, using Christianity to reinforce his claims about, you know, like the original family, the atypical family, worshipers, people that saw Jesus, whatever. In this interview, they ask the employees, did Nick ever go to church? Nick ever, you know, go in for Sunday mass? No, never. They say like five times or something, maybe like one on one hand. They seem to imply that it was like for events of some sort. So the very thing that made him popular, which is religion, apparently he doesn't do any of that. And when they were like, let's say they go out to eat and they would be sitting at the table, when one of the dudes would start praying, Nick Fuentes would start making fun of him. He would start belittling him. That sounds like a douchebag to me. That literally sounds like an asshole. Like someone starts praying for their food and you start belittling them and harassing them. It just sounds like it sounds so childish and dumb. Then this dude says, meanwhile, he watches Euphoria. Apparently a story is he binge watched Euphoria, which is a tranny show. It's a tranny show, guys. And then he tried to get his employees to watch it because it was so good. It was so awesome. They had to watch it. What the fuck, Nick?
He was hype about showing you a certain television show.
We are all over.
Can you be here for hours? We will be here for hours.
Meat and potatoes.
Please tell us about the TV show.
And then we're going to talk about him threatening to dox people and go to the feds with information.
Yeah, because
like,
I want to hear that stuff.
Nick binge watched Euphoria and he tried to get me to watch it. And I'm like, dude, like with the first episode, there's like a fucking dick right there. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm out. And he's like, dude, it's a good show. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Went back downstairs. Didn't watch it. And he's like,
so he called you upstairs to the litter box to watch Euphoria?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said he called you upstairs to the litter box to watch Euphoria with him.
Yeah, I mean, he tried, but you know, unlike Trey Politics or UX Royfer, I never really participated.
No means no.
Isn't Euphoria about like trannies? Like black?
Yeah,
trannies?
It's a trans show.
Like, yeah, I mean, showed like the feminine penis and everything. This was Nick's favorite show.
I mean,
show
I've never watched it, but.
I've never even heard of it.
He binged it. It was like an HBO or Showtime or whatever the fuck it was. It's a tranny show. That's his favorite show.
I mean, he was a big fan of that. He would watch like there's another one called, they talked about like the sex life of college girls or something. I don't know. You guys can look it up.
What the fuck? What's going on in that little head of his? I wonder. I wonder. And then this dude says, and took the title of quote, cum hunter, unquote, by using a blacklight on people's couches and trying to prove they dared have sex with a woman. Now, this is inaccurate. Nick did not go around using a blacklight on people's couches or whatever. He made a joke to his employee. Am I going to need a blacklight on the couch? Because he was with some girl. So he's basically making fun that they probably made fun of him because they probably had sex. That was the joke. It was just a stupid joke. It was a stupid fucking joke. I don't think Nick actually went around with a black light. Or maybe he joked about actually going around with a black light because he's so goddamn cringe. Maybe that was it. Maybe he joked about going around with a black light and that was the joke. I was probably giving him the benefit of the doubt, but that's what it sounded like.
And I didn't want to rent a U-Haul. But he's telling all of his buddies that he got a black light because he wanted to go see if there was any cum on my couch. That was some sort of own.
No. Okay, hold on. He's cum hunting?
He was licking the spots.
Prancing around like a cat, licking up cum.
He's got a black light.
I told you.
It's looking cum.
That's so do you think, hey, do you think, like, he cut out the patches where there was some semen and he, like, sniffs it as, like, a remembrance thing? Like, a memento?
That's fucking weird. I don't know.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Was there cum on the couch? Was there cum on the couch, Jaden? You can tell us.
No, I don't.
This American says, the more hated he becomes, the more I like him. Keep going, faggot. Make them seize. Whatever. I think 4chan has a natural thing for the underdog, or, you know, the counter current of whatever is in the mainstream. So the more counter current Nick is, the more he'll probably be liked. This Aussie anon says, I love how Nick goes off about being a millionaire, and then there's that one photo of him in the $70,000 sports car and no one else in the seats. Expensive luxury car, four seats, but one Mexican child in the driver's seat. Destiny was partially right about Nick needing friends. The other part is that Nick needs to understand how to have friends too. I don't think he has a friend. There was apparently when he got that $50,000 donation, he immediately went out and bought that $70,000 car. Meanwhile, he's not paying his employees minimum wage or anything, really. It's crazy. This American says, Nick is approved by the white nationalist extremist CEO Sam Hyde. Yeah, but how long ago was that, really? You know, and Sam Hyde's probably endorsing him because they're both 4chaners, man. They're literally both like the incarnation of 4chan. This American says, just got here, wanted to make sure everyone knows he's gay. Yeah, I think we know, bro. I don't know if he's actually gay or if he's just, he can't get a woman, and at this point he just would take a man, you know. At this point he can't get a girl, and, you know, a man is fine too. A man is fine too. Okay, last Nick Fuentes thread. Nick Fuentes made over $7,000 from one show tonight. Picture is Nick kind of grinning with his pedo stash, his literal pedophile mustache. I think one reason Nick was so successful too is this green screen he has behind him, where it looks like he's in the top of New York City, like he's super powerful. It just gives the impression that he's, you know, when he's in a suit and he's at the top of this thing, like he's a powerful person. It just gives you that illusion. Opie says, and people on here were unironically saying his career was over. You are wrong, and will have to cope with the fact that he'll only be growing wealthier and more popular, and eventually assume political power. I don't think Nick Fuentes will ever assume political power. And not because he won't get there, because he might get there, but he just won't want to do it. When he'll get there and he just won't want to do it because he's a little coward. He's a coward. He's a yellow belly. At the core of Nick Fuentes is a little chicken.
But we go to Times Square, and there's actually a leftist rally going on there. Like, you know, how lucky. We're trying to find, like, angry leftists, you know, conservatives, you know, confronts libtard, you know, type of content. And there's a pro-immigrant rally happening. And so we're like, okay, yeah, we got to go check this out. And, you know, the whole crew, you know, rolls up there. And, you know, some of us start debating them. I remember Tenryo, he was very funny. You know, he was pressing them, you know, whatever. He was a funny guy, but we were there. And Nick starts, like, getting nervous because there's all of these leftists, all of these immigrant people. And it's like, you know, guys, we got to get out of here. Like, this is too dangerous, you know. Like, and he starts telling the guys who are arguing with the pro-immigrant people, are you, let's calm this down. Stop recording. This is not the kind of content we want or whatever. And so we, like, move away from the crowd. We move away from the crowd. And then there's some guy who's staring us down, like, making faces at us, like, yelling at us. And so one of us flicks him off, you know, because I want interesting content, right? Like, we're out here, but, you know, I get briefed that we're trying to do a confrontation, you know, viral video. So we flick one guy off. Nick gets mad about it. He comes over there and he's like yelling, and I'm recording the whole thing. I thought it was hilarious. You know,
you remember. Long story short. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Long story short, it was just a total waste of time. And he was just a, like, faggot the entire time.
My favorite part is he's yelling.
That's everything we did. Everything we did from Springfield to this. It's basically like him just treating everyone and all of his interns like shit and like screaming at Simon doing that. And really, it wasn't like one specific thing for me anyways. It was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. It was like, I can't deal with this fucking person.
Well,
that's essentially what it was.
This guy is going to be like the new Hitler, the new Aryan, like, master, you know, savior of the white race. You know what I mean? Some, like, you know, Italian liberal comes over and starts yelling at us. He's turning to the interns like, you're going to get us fucking killed. We need to get the fuck out of here right now. And there are literally six police officers right here. This is Times Square. If there's ever a place where you probably don't need to worry about getting shot, it is Times Square.
OP posts the twat from Nick Fuentes saying, final tally, calculator standard 7,245. Now, I'd say this would be super easy to fudge or edit, but there's some people that post in this thread that say that they actually went through and added up the donations and it added up to this. So I'm pretty sure this is legit, though why you would be bragging about how much money you made on a night perplexes me. Just perplexes me. And if you're a millionaire, what is $7,000 to you? It's just very strange. See, I mean, $7,000 could change my life. But for you, a millionaire, it should be nothing, right? It's just very strange. First post is a guy saying based and red pilled, and it's on the left side, it's these twats from Sebastian Gorka saying they can't beat us politically, so they try and censor us instead. They only censor you if they're worried. And then on the right, it's this person is evil. How is this Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes still on Twitter and verified? And then he says, why is Nick Fuentes, despicable Holocaust denier, verified by you at Jack? So on the left, he says they only censor you if you're worried. On the right, he says censor them because I'm worried. That's great. This America says Nick Fuentes jumping the shark is getting me more and more Tiberium, and I don't care. LOL, you cringe niggas finna die. Tiberium? Is that the ore in Command and Conquer Tiberium? Or is that like a cryptocurrency? I'm so confused. There's some cryptocurrencies that are, the way they generate coins, etc., is determined by things in the real world. It's very strange. I'll go over some of that when we get to the Luna thread later. This American says, nobody makes legit money on YouTube or Twitch. It's all laundered. I don't know, man. People used to make, there was a golden time of YouTube where people were making so much fucking money. I think that's when YouTube was at its best, really, because content creators were getting paid, like Philip DeFranco, and all those people were getting cash. But now it's only people that were already established or that pay them money to get advertisements. It's like Fox News or something stupid. This Leaf says, of course he made money from his pity party. Dude is a straight up psychopath milking his fag cult for every last dime. I don't know. And their kids, dude. They're probably just sending him some of their allowance and stuff, you know? Not much for them, but apparently, and it sounded like from what the employees were saying on that stream, it sounded like Nick gets the majority of his money from like five donors. There are like five people that donate most of his money to him, which is crazy. And they were like trying to plead with those donors on that stream. Don't give him any more money. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that worked, bro. This Aussie says, and what are his running costs? Dude, I don't know. If he lives in a city, his rent's probably over $3,000 a month. It's ridiculous. I don't know why anyone would live in the city, because they're dumb and stupid and get tons of money. Man, I was watching a Nerdrotic stream and they were talking about how they make so much money off super chats and stuff, they had to make LLCs. They had to make companies for taxing purposes because they make so much money off of their tips. I can't even imagine these fucks making so much money that they have to make a fucking company for taxes. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. This dude says, my face when actual Kiwi tranny is in this thread. And it's, I don't know. It looks like that dude that chased down, I think it's that dude that chased down Chris Chan. I don't know. Weird. This America says, could someone explain what the latest controversy around this dude is? I can't be bothered to look it up, but I keep hearing about him since the shit fest of a debate he had with some other live streamer. Yeah, but I don't really think that's, like I said, I think that was the start of everything breaking down, but it's really his employees coming out and ratting on him, which is the big controversy right now. He responds, he's making a homosexual death cult with the help of feds. Yeah. This dude says, went after Medicare, got clapped. Fuck around and find out, should. This dude says, Kiwi farm fags are seething because their internet daddy lost a debate to Nick. This Aussie says, the feds gave his money back. Why would they do that? Because he's an informant. He's working for them. I could easily... Do you think Nick, the coward, doesn't get sit in a fucking interrogation room for 2 seconds with a fucking fed, doesn't blab everything, doesn't give them exactly what they want? I guarantee you, he gives them everything they ask of him. They're like, you're an informant now. He's like, okay. I mean, Milo's an informant. Now Nick's probably an informant too. All the informants are friends. Imagine that. All the fed informants working together. I wouldn't send any of my information anywhere near Nick Fuentes. That fucking fed informant. Fuck that. This Aussie Anon says, he must have sucked a lot of dicks. Implied dick sucking. apparently the, I think the faggots are infiltrating his movement, really. You know, they'd like to do that kind of shit. They have nothing better to do. Guys, the government pays them gibbs all day because they're nuts and crazy and chop their dick off. Okay, so they get paid gibbs all day to sit and do nothing. So you know what they do with their miserable life? They go and try and ruin other people's lives. That's what they do. So they're probably like trying to infiltrate Nick's little cult and ruin it so they could be like, ooh, look, we destroyed Nick Fuentes in America First. We're so cool, we're trannies. Some stupid shit like that, whatever. Okay, moving on. Crypto Carnage, Luna 24 hours ago. Picture is Luna, $1.25. Wow, that's a pretty cool price. Luna right now. Then the OP posts Luna right now. And it's 0.0001. Not even a tenth of a cent. Not even a tenth of a tenth of a cent. It's like a tenth of a tenth of a cent. That is insane, guys. To go from $1.25 to a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of a cent? Insane. Insane. Okay, before we get all into this, I saw a dude that did a Luna put. What is a put? I'm gonna have to fucking explain puts. I'll try to explain it for you. This guy did a put on Luna. He spent, I think it was like $125, something like that. He made over $100,000 on this put for Luna. For my $100. And you'd be like, how the fuck does that even work? How do you multiply $100 by that much? What is a put? A put is when you borrow a bunch of a stock. So you, and I'm trying to simplify this, guys, so bear with me. You borrow a bunch of a stock and you sell it immediately. And then you're betting that it's going to go down. But then you have to buy back the stock that you borrowed. Because you borrowed 100, you sold it. So let's say you borrow 100 shares of Luna and then you sell them. Well, you're gonna have to buy back the 100 shares that you just bought, right? So however much you buy them back for, that's the profit you make. And this is a very dangerous way of trading because it's possible to have infinite losses with this method of trading. Why? Because stocks can only go down so much. Like you can only go, you can't really go negative. 0.0001, maybe 0.0000001, but you can't go negative. You can't go past zero, okay? However, stocks can keep rising. Stocks can always go up and rise. And that's why you can have possibly infinite losses because let's say you bought 100 shares of Luna at $1. Let's say you're doing a put. So you bought 100 at $1, you sold them back immediately $1, you have $100. The stock drops to $50. Now you have to buy that stock back. So you've made, you know, 50% profit, whatever. What if you bought it at $1, sold it at $1, you have $100, and then the stock goes up to $2. Well, now you have to buy 100 shares of that stock at $2. You've lost $100. And that's why it's possibly infinite losses, because it could just keep going up and up and up and up. Could have $3, $4, $5. At some point, you're going to have to say, okay, I gotta buy back the shares to fix my loan that I took out for the put. Anyways, it's very complicated. Puts are very complicated. The main thing you need to know is you buy a put and it goes down, you make money. If it goes up, you lose money, and it's possibly infinite losses. The fact that this guy made $100,000 off a $100 put blows my mind, because that's hard to do and it's dangerous to do. This America says anyone who bought yesterday, and there were a lot, has been totally ruined. This America says 3 days ago, Luna was $65. Shit. Another thing you guys need to know, when I was saying get into crypto, and buy altcoins, one thing I probably should have said too is whatever altcoin you're buying, you should probably know how that coin works on a fundamental level. What do I mean by that? How does Dogecoin work? Dogecoin mints coins and pays people constantly. Dogecoin functions by constantly minting coins. Coins are constantly created in Dogecoin. When people do transactions in Dogecoin, very similar to Bitcoin, because they're very close to get, or they came out during the same time, though Dogecoin is a bit different because it's the amount of coin that's being printed with Dogecoin is a lot. It's like a constantly depreciating currency. It's constantly, imagine like a money printer that never turned off. That's Dogecoin. That's how Dogecoin works. It's constantly printing money, constantly printing new Dogecoin. And whenever someone does a transaction, when people transfer coins between each other, people are mining the coin on graphics cards or machines of some sort. And if they succeed in mining, then the transaction goes through and they get paid a little bit of the Dogecoin. And thus more Dogecoin is printed. It's just a constant money printer that's constantly going. A lot of these other altcoins work different ways than that. That's not how they work. Some of them are linked to other coins. Some of them are linked to physical objects, like the only time a new coin is printed is every time Donald Trump makes a tweet or something, okay? So every time Donald Trump makes a tweet, that is when new coins are minted. Then people trade the existing coins, whatever, okay? That's how different coins work in different ways. Luna worked by being linked to this other coin that was supposedly a stable coin. And when that coin moved around, Luna moved around, and that's how it was controlled. Now, I don't know the exact intricacies of Luna. I didn't follow any of these types of cryptocurrencies. You need to research it on your own, exactly how each cryptocurrency functions when you buy into it, because if you don't know how the cryptocurrency works and you're buying into it, you're just guessing. You're literally just guessing. If you have some understanding of how it works and the structure behind it, then at least you know and you can judge the stability of it. Otherwise, how do you know it's not just some sort of Ponzi scheme, which is what apparently Luna was? So what happened? I don't know if it was BlackRock or Vanguard, one of those good guys, came in and bought they tricked people. I'll read the rundown when we get to it. This American says, hopefully they don't kill themselves and go out with a bang. This Leaf says, none of them will do anything against BlackRock that orchestrated this event. It would be anti-Semitism. This is someone trying to explain how Luna works. So, and this guy could be wrong, but he says, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that it's written in the coding that whenever Terra becomes depegged from the USD, then more Luna will be created in order to increase the price back to 1 USD. I'm a midwit on crypto and stopped researching and became blackpilled after holding an ADA bag for 5 years and seeing the crypto scam for what it really is. So what was Luna doing? Luna was printing its own currency to keep this other coin that it was linked to always being over $1. This was supposed to be security. This is supposed to be like, encourage you to buy the coin because look, it's always going to be over a dollar because we'll print more Luna to compensate for what's going on and bring whatever that other coin is back up to 1 USD. Now, what happened was that coin that it was linked to, that's always supposed to be at $1, BlackRock did some shenagles. They did some shenagles and they dropped that fucker, that coin that was supposed to be $1, down to like 1 cent. So Luna kept trying to print more coin to bring that other coin that was 1 cent back up to $1. They have to print Luna to bring that other thing back up to $1, right? Okay, well, so they kept printing Luna, and it kept trying to bring it up to a dollar, and it just couldn't get to a dollar, so it kept printing more Luna. And what happens when you keep printing more and more money, guys? It becomes worthless. So it went from like 100,000 Luna in circulation to like 6 million or something Luna in circulation in like hours. I think they had to step in and stop it from printing more and more Terra to stabilize it, but I think it's too late now. I don't even know if you can do that. Can you even edit the algorithm of the coin like that? I don't even know if it's possible. I would not even buy this at 1 cent because it sounds like it's just going to infinitely print money. And now that people know that it's broken, once something's been broken like this, I don't think you can ever get profit from it again. It's broken. And I'm not saying crypto, I'm saying Luna, the scam coin or whatever, or the currency that it was linked to or whatever the fuck. It's all a pyramid scheme. This dude says, tempted to throw $100 at it to see what'll happen. Either I'll lose little of concern to me or make a potential fortune. Dude, don't put any money into Luna. I would put nothing into Luna because it's literally broken. BlackRock broke it and they showed people how to break it. So never again will Luna ever, or whatever currency it's linked to, never again will it ever be worth anything. It's done. It's done, son. You got fucked. BlackRock fucked you. Okay, no one went over it in the thread, so I'll go over exactly what happened. According to rumors, BlackRock and Citadel, who are those guys? Oh yeah, the GME fuckers. These are the GME fucks. So BlackRock and Citadel Securities borrowed 100,000 Bitcoin from a cryptocurrency exchange, Gemini, and swapped 25% of that for UST, which I believe is that currency that Luna is linked to. So Luna and UST were linked. The two companies subsequently dumped the UST and the Bitcoin, crashing the prices of the two cryptocurrencies. You know, there's that saying, Hanlon's razor, never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. I wonder if BlackRock and security are just so in the shit right now, like so fucked right now, that they had like a ton of Bitcoin and whatever this other coin was, like just stacked away, and that maybe they were just dumping it so that everything didn't crash, so that they I think these banking institutions play the crypto market in order to keep their Ponzi stock market scheme going. Because you'll notice the past couple times the stock market has really crashed, what would happen is the stock market would start crashing and then crypto would crash, but then the stock market would rebound and then crypto would rebound. So it's almost as if the stocks start failing and then they Citadel and the other banks do mass sell-offs of their cryptocurrency that they own. And then, oh, the stocks go back up. And then when the stocks start going back up, then they start buying back more crypto that they can liquidate later. It seems to me like just a way for them to keep the cycle going and for them to get more and more money. It's like they're skimming off the top almost. They're gaming multiple markets is what they're doing. Yeah, I don't know. I think they collapsed it without even knowing what they were doing. That's what I think happened. I don't think it was done wittingly, but I definitely think BlackRock and Citadel came out on top of this. Whatever. Crypto's crashing, but everything's crashing right now. I don't think it's just crypto. It's America crashing and burning. Okay, final thread of the day. Finale. Senator Rand Paul blocks $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. Press Z to pay respect. Guys, how is there only one fucking person in Congress, or Senate, standing up for this shit? How? And the thing is, he's not blocking it. It's still gonna go through, guys. But he's just making it so it's harder for it to go through, and they're still mad at him. He's just making it inconvenient, and they're mad at him. Right here, This America says, it's not blocked, idiot. It's delayed a week. Exactly. This America says, how can Kentucky elect both Rand and Mitch? How? This American responds, 'tis the duality of man. This American responds, no one will run against Mitch in the primary, and we're sure as hell not electing a Louisville Democrat. Yeah, why is no one running against him? Strange. Very strange. Need to get him the fuck out. Man, that dude's so old. He should just croak. Just croak over and die. That'd be a fucking blessing to humanity if that happened. It'd be like the opposite of Elon Musk dying. I think Mitch McConnell dying would probably do more for America than a lot of things. It would definitely help. I don't know. Who would fill that power void, though? You know? If no one's running against him now, who'd run against him after? Probably be someone even worse, probably. This America says none of that money was ever going to the Ukraine. Rand called them out on it. He said, show us where this money is going. And they refused to answer him on the record. This American says, bingo. All his amendment is asking for is oversight on how the money is spent. That should be a default on every spending bill. Why isn't this guy president of the United States? Ugh, no. I like him, but come on. This America says, every penny that goes to white people is one less penny that goes to Jews. Good goy, Senator Rand. Yeah, I can't believe it's $40 billion now, too. It was $35 billion, now it's $40 billion, $66 billion, six gorillion. Like, come the fuck on. They can't keep getting away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with this! You can't keep getting away with it!
Everyone's pressing Z for Paul. I doubt he likes Russia. He's probably pro-Ukraine, dude. All of our government is. It's ridiculous. How is there not one non-corrupt politician? I don't get it. Some guy posts the gif of Nancy Pelosi rubbing her fists together like a Jew. This dude says Luna just hit 1 trillion. 1 trillion what? Minted coins? It's worth nothing now? I don't know, man. This America says, unfortunately, it has only been delayed, but good on Rand Paul. Yeah. I mean, I guess all in on that, Rand Paul blocks, temporarily, the $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. Like, thank God there is a slight hero among villains this day. Thank you all for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a great day. Goodbye.
Oh, you want to talk about the image? You want to talk about the image? Like, so we're supposed to be like the most anti-mask, anti-vax group in America. Yeah, we hate the mask. We would never wear a mask. If they ask you to wear a mask at McDonald's, you rip it off and say, I will not comply. And if anyone's been with Nick, you ever go anywhere with him, he's always was wearing a mask. We would be on the Long Island Railroad. Every single person on there, you know, myself, all the interns, no mask, you know, ever. You know, puts on the mask immediately. We kind of like nag him for it or whatever. And, you know, just, yeah, like, I don't want to be seen. It's like, it's obviously you, man. It's like a blue, it's a blue piece of paper. It's not going to hide much.
This has gone too far. What is wrong with you people?